money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
News and information is here. News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining me. It is Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and home. And this morning, we are going to talk home issues. We're going to be continuing. We're going to start a segment that's going to be a series that's going to be provided by Taylor Homes, that's right here in our community, one of our outstanding builders. And we're going to have, today, we're going to talk about energy efficiency. And joining me is Chris Taylor, who's president and CEO of Taylor Homes. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Kristen. How are you today?
I'm great. And also joining us this morning is Holly Todd. She's an energy rater and consultant. She's also used to do construction as well. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Kristen.
Thanks for being with me.
We're happy to be here.
So let's. This is one of those issues that there are a lot of very simple things that can be done. I think when we think about energy efficiency in the home, we think that and as Holly and I were talking prior to this interview earlier in the week, we were talking about how, you know, people want to put in solar paneling and geothermal heating and, you know, all these other really cool things. But there are a lot of really inexpensive, great ways to make your home energy efficient. And especially that's the case if you're going to start from the ground up, if you're going to be building a home. And so we want to talk today, I think, first about new construction, and then we'll flip over and talk a little bit more about existing homes, and the steps that need to be taken if you're looking at trying to find a builder and somebody to build a home for you. What steps they should be taking in the process of building in order to have the best energy efficient home possible, and we also want to spend a little time talking about what the tools are that are used to measuring energy efficiency. So, Holly, let's start off by just sharing with folks what it means to have an energy smart home, because those are the homes that Taylor Home uses, and that's what you guys rate homes based on this criteria. And what does that mean to people? How do they, and when they hear that, what should they be looking for?
On any home you're looking for, be it new or used now, you really need to look for a HERS rating, and that's a home energy rating system that says how efficient your home operates. Now, on a new home, the process is pretty complete. We look at the home from blueprints forward, before drywall, after drywall, test it all the way out. I mean, that gives you the performance of the home and how it's really going to operate in real conditions. So that'll be the testing system we start with, and we base it on this index number, this HERS number that says how good is your home operating.
And how does that work, that index number? How is that calculated? Is that a standard that is national?
National standard.
Okay.
What the standard is, 100. If you have a score of 100, that is your built-to-code home. That is based on the National Energy Code. It's what every home builder has to do to get a building permit and a meet code. Now, a normal existing home, say one that's 20 years old, is going to score 130. A built-to-code home, which is a standard based on a standard home built today, is 100. So the lower the number, the better, because the lower you are, the more efficient you are below code.
Okay, so like if you came and measured my home, which we've talked about,
yes,
having you come and do, and I have a historical home, and we'll talk about how you measure that, but if you were to give it a rating as an existing home, it could potentially have a rating of 130 or 140 or something when we start out.
Or
200. Okay, yeah.
Or 200.
Let's be realistic here. Maybe 200. in general, 100 is kind of, for a new construction home, that's just based on the standard code that's in place right now, it would have typically 100 as a rating, as kind of the
correct
baseline. Okay. So so then when you are measuring that, the lower the number, if it goes down below 100, then that means, like, if you got a 90, you're 10% more efficient than the standard home that's built today.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Chris, as you were talking, as you are building homes, and how long have you been in the business now, Chris? How long have you guys been around?
Well, the Taylor family started back in 1958, but
okay.
I've been doing this. This is my 25th year that I've been doing it.
Wow. Okay. So, have you guys always done some kind of energy rating, and when did you start that, and why did you think that was important for your homes?
Well, I mean, as far as the homes that we constructed, I mean, we first started dabbling around in about 3 or 4 years ago with Energy Star, and, you know, we did some investigation. We had some readers come in, and we found that the homes that we were constructing standard, which were, you know, just regular up to code, but we,
right.
with our additional quality control checkpoints, they were very close to Energy Star rating, and obviously then over to the Energy Smart program that we're on now. But we've been doing the energy programs for about 3 years now. And the reason we started doing that, because the homes that we constructed anyway, just standard to our customers, were pretty high rated to begin with, so we didn't have to make a whole lot of adjustments. I will say the times have changed a lot in the last 3 or 4 years, and those requirements have gotten a lot more stricter. But we've been doing the Energy Smart program standard now in our homes for about 2.5 years.
And that's, as people are listening to this and they're thinking about building a home, and we can also equate this to people that have existing homes, so we'll talk about that on the road. But as you're thinking about trying to make your home more energy efficient, this is something that you really should understand and ask a lot of questions about.
Sure.
If you're going to build a property, because that difference, like you have a home that's at an index of 100, and it's what's the standard size that you typically build?
Our home's at about 1,800 square feet.
Okay,
would be an
so
average.
It looks like the average is an 1,800 square foot home, and it looks like it at 100 index versus a 80. Holly, what does that mean to the bottom dollar for that family in terms of cost, utility wise?
Well, real easy to equate it. If you look at 100 as $100 a month towards your utility bill,
mm-hmm.
and your home comes in with a HERS index of 80, you're spending $80 a month. So it's $20 savings. It's a 20% savings if you're building to 20.
Okay. So very quickly, the cost, looking for that energy smart home that meets those standards can quickly add up to a huge savings over the course of owning a home on average, 5 years? I mean, let's just
exactly.
say. Exactly. Right. Okay. So as you're looking at the process, one of the things that I learned from talking to you is as a consumer, we should be caring about what a builder is doing from the very first part of the planning stage all the way through the process, not just doing an evaluation after the home is complete, because you miss a lot of opportunities to create efficiency.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that you can do from the blueprint stage, and then probably the most critical point is the pre-drywall, when they've insulated and air sealed and before they put that drywall up, to see if you're going to have any problems with air infiltration. Because what people always think is the more insulation I have, the better my house is going to heat. And that's not true. The tighter the house is, the less air that can get in, the better the house is going to heat.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
Why it's so critical to check that.
Yeah, everybody just thinks if I stick a bunch of insulation up in the attic, I'm good to go.
Right. That's what they think.
We have that insulation up in our attic, too. I'm so intrigued by this that I can't wait for you to come back down to Louisville so we can actually try our house out. It's going to be so interesting.
It might be scary.
You know what? I'm facing my fears head on, Chris. I'm facing my fears head on. Yeah. So either that, or I'm facing my fears head on and I won't give anybody else the evaluation if I try to sell it.
There you go.
But so when we're asking these questions, I think one of the things, and Chris, is you're sitting down and you guys are consulting with folks that are trying to, that are considering purchasing or building a home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all spend some time explaining to them what the steps are that you're doing to make that home energy efficient?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big factor in our homes. I mean, we have a lot of good quality features that we put in our home standard, but that's one of the features that we really like to lift up and make sure that our customers are educated on, because, you know, the brick exterior or the GE appliances, those are things that they can see and touch.
Right.
But the energy part of it is something that you have to educate them on. You know, that they would expect our homes to be energy efficient because we just promote that, but, I mean, there's a different level when they're energy smart qualified. So we do take, you know, great pains to make sure that our customers are educated on it. And once they get educated, Christian, they're really appreciative of what we put into our homes, because they know that it's going to be a bottom-line savings for them. And not just for them personally, but for their lifetime of the ownership, but when it goes to resale, Energy Smart Home appraises, and it helps the resale value of that home down the road. So it's a good investment for them.
Yeah, and well, and it's something to actually be able to be very quantifiable. You know, it's kind of, I'm a math person by trade, you know, by my background, and it's black and white that you can share with somebody. You know exactly what the savings is going to be to your own bottom line as your for your own utilities, but then if you're going to sell the home, you really have something that's very quantifiable to be able to explain to people
exactly
what they can get, right?
Exactly.
So, on average, Holly, I'm going to ask this in general, new builders, what do you see as an average index? You know, most houses that you, because you're out there as a third party, which is also another important point that we want to make.
Right.
You know, you're out there as an independent consultant, working out there and doing these ratings and these evaluations, and you don't work for the company. And so you can be, have an unbiased opinion and be able to be more of a consultant to these builders. So what do you see out there when you, for a typical home, you know, an 1800 square feet is a good example for it. That could be a, you know, somebody's first home. It could be a patio home that they build or whatever. What do you see as, you know, are most homes at 100 that are new?
Most homes are. I would say that, you know, when we start with a builder, when we first come to look at their plans and start working with them, most of our builders are pretty smart now. There's a lot to be said for the internet and government programs and rebates and that. So they've gotten a little bit smarter. But they're still hitting average 95 to 100 when we begin with the process of trying to get them to look at a lot of different factors that they could do better in their homes. So, you know, the 100 is probably a very realistic number.
So if somebody goes out and they're looking at building and they're talking to different builders and they say, do you meet the energy efficiency standards or energy smart standards? And if they say that yes and they're at 100, that's acceptable. That's like an accept. I mean, but if they went over it and they were building a home, that wouldn't be. Correct?
Right. Energy Smart and Energy Star originally said they have to be better than code. So they wanted them to hit 85.
Oh, okay.
So 85 was to get any type of labeling or belong as a builder to the programs where they needed you to be. Now, that's changed a little bit because they're now doing offsets by size of home. A 5,000 square foot home has to be better than an 85 because you want to get the utility usage, the electric usage down, and two people in a 5,000 square foot home, you know, is sort of wasting the electric. So they have to maybe score a 70 to be the same as the energy use in a 1,500 square foot home.
Oh, I see. So to really advertise that you're energy smart or whatever, you really have to know the size of the home, and actually there's going to be, you have to meet a certain place on that index in order to be able to. Okay.
And you should be at 85. I mean, you have to be better than code. So you should be at least an 85 on Energy Smart.
Okay. All right. You all, Chris, Holly, both of you all stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what Taylor Homes are, because I know the numbers. So it'll be a pleasant surprise. We're going to be back in just a minute. More Real Life.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email. Kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining me. It is Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and home. And this morning, we're talking about energy efficiency when it comes to our homes. And joining me today is Holly Todd. She is a consultant, an energy rater and consultant, does work for Energy Smart. And Chris Taylor, president and CEO of Taylor Homes. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
So we were talking before the break of understanding this HER rating. Okay, and that stands for, again, Holly, tell me one more time,
Home Energy Rating System.
Home Energy Rating System. Okay, so, and we know that the new construction, the baseline is 100 on the index. If you have an older home like me, your number might be 200, which is not good, by the way. That's a negative. The higher the number, the worse it is. And then as you get more efficient, especially when it comes to new construction, you can get that number down, and that in order to have an energy smart home that qualifies, that index needs to decrease based on the size of the square footage of the home. So the larger the home, the more efficient they want it to be, so it takes less energy.
So
for that average house that we've been talking about, that's 1,800 square feet, we would want it to have an 85 in energy as an energy rating on the index in order for it to really be considered an energy smart home, to be advertised that way. Is that correct? Okay. So the good news, Chris, is that you guys have really used these independent services and somebody like Holly right from the beginning, when you're actually putting the blueprints together all the way to final construction, so that you can get that number at 85%, right, which is what you advertise. But a lot of times it comes in better than that.
Much lower.
Yeah, so which is really exciting. So I would think that that's kind of a cool thing for your customers. If they get their house and it's built and they end up getting a 75 or 70, they're probably, and they understand what that means, that's a huge difference to their bottom line.
Right, and that's classic under-promise and over-deliver. That's what we
love
to do with our customers.
Right. And so, Holly, have you seen that consistently with the homes, like especially like a good example, Taylor Homes? You know that there's certain builders out there that have exceeded expectations, I guess.
Exactly. What we're saying is originally, you know, they're shooting their advertising 85, and we're saying, you know, if you follow everything and really tighten these houses down, you can do better. Taylor Homes consistently comes in on the low 70s. We just did one the other day that came in at 63, which is, you know, 37%.
I know. That's so
better.
That is so cool. So let's talk a little bit about what that means, because as people are listening, they're thinking, man, you know, this must be super expensive, or they've put in a lot of systems in place that, you know, allow, but it really is, it's really not that it's super expensive. It's just being really efficient and looking for those those whole places where there's air coming through and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about the measurements that you use, because I thought this was really interesting, like the infrared light and the blower and stuff. Let's talk a little bit about that so that people understand how you come up with those numbers.
The way we come up with a HER score is we do take into account what the efficiency of the heating system is and the cooling system and the hot water, anything that's using any type of energy. We're going to go ahead and find out how efficient that is. And then we're going to go through in our actual on-site inspections. We start pre-drywall. We're going to look at that house when the insulation's in, the air sealing's in, caulk, anything like that. We're going to start looking for holes. We're going to look for any place that air can get in that house. And a lot of them are places that you would normally not see, chases, behind fireplaces, a lot of little things that we've got to look for to see where this house might leak, basically. Now, we'll go through, give them a report. They come back and fix everything.
Let me ask a question, Chris. How do you fix those things? What's the simple methodology there?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a broad question, but, you know, like I like to tell Holly, I mean, they're the boss. If they say do something, we do it. And they're the authority behind the Energy Smart requirements, and we actually rely on their expertise. But, you know, they'll come back with a list of, you know, a few things that we need to tighten up on. And whatever they say do, it could be like, adding, you know, a vapor barrier on the backside of a web wall, you know, where a vault comes to a common truss. I don't want to get into the technicalities of it, but
it could also be something as simple as just caulking around a certain pipe or something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my point on that is that it's not that the corrections are necessarily super cost prohibitive. It's just knowing where the inefficiencies are and addressing them.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry, Holly. So go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. No, you're right, though. I mean, when you have an insulation company in there doing a whole house, I mean, it's a lot to do. So they might miss caulking around a pipe to the outside or an electric, you know, panel slide behind. There's a lot of little things that sometimes you're just trying to get the job done and you miss. So that's what we look for. We give them lists. They correct it. What we do is we then come back at the final phase. After the house is completed, it's trimmed out, and we'll put a large fan basically in the door. We'll put a false door in with a big blower door, and we're going to suck air out of the house and see how much air we pull into the house. We're decompressing the house. We're sucking the air out.
Okay.
And we want to see how bad that house is going to leak or how good. It's not going to leak, you know, how much air it pulls through. And this is the measurement that we use to see the efficiency of leakage. So we'll see if they got all their holes tightened out. Now, sometimes if we have a lot of air coming in, we've got an infrared camera, we can see where we're finding that the air source, so it can be corrected. But we put this measurement of leakage in with all of the other efficiency measurements, you know, how much insulation they have, how efficient their furnace is, calculate it all together, and that's how you get your HERS index score.
Okay. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. We're talking with Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes and Holly Todd, who is an energy consultant. We'll be right back with more Real Life.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email, kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining us today. It is Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and homes, and I am your host, Kristen Riddick, and this morning we've been talking about energy efficiency, and joining me is Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes. He's president and CEO, and Holly Todd is with me, and she does energy smart rating. She's an energy rater and consultant, and I'm going to give a little bit of information about both of you guys. If you want more information on the fabulously energy efficient Taylor Homes, you can go to taylorhomes.com to find the information. And if you want more information on getting somebody to rate your home or have somebody do some consulting about your own home, you can go to thinkgreenmidwest.com. Think Green Midwest. And Holly's company covers Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Northern Tennessee, and West Virginia. So, we've been talking today about if you're building a home and asking for what their standards are and if they have a rating that's energy smart, what that means. And that's something that I think we can say overall, folks need to be looking for a builder that is going to be proud of that and use that as a real asset and a selling point of their home, not really hide it. Is that a good way to explain it, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that we're very proud of. I mean, we're proud of a lot of things that we put in our homes, but you know, like brick and stick built and things of nature. But the energy smart part of it is something, like I mentioned earlier, that has to be conveyed to our customers so that they can really appreciate, you know, that standard feature in our homes.
Yeah, and it isn't something that is, since we know that homes are being built today, many of them have an index of 100, and your homes tend to have indexes, you guarantee 85, but most of them tend to be down in the 70s at least, which makes them incredibly efficient. It is important to ask those questions because many builders are not advertising that they have a home that is energy efficient because they're just hitting that 100%.
Exactly, and that's what separates us from a lot of the other builders out there. To be an energy smart builder, you got to, you know, be delivering the goods, so to speak, and that's where Holly and her team comes in to make sure that we're up to par.
And I think the other point, Holly, we want to mention is that this does not mean that it is cost prohibitive or that there's an extreme additional cost for a customer or consumer because they get an energy smart built home.
Correct. It comes down to how you put your house together. I said it to you off air in that a $2 tube of caulk goes a whole lot further than extreme high-efficient windows because you look at what you're doing and how you're sealing that house and how you're being smart in how you build it. And that's how you get your lower numbers more so than materials you might use.
Right. So you can still keep your cost. I mean, one of the things I think a lot of people look at, right or wrong, is the cost per square foot of a home. But you can still keep those numbers really in good at a good level, right, Chris? Even by just, but it's just more of being conscious of it and following the steps all the way from blueprint to finished product.
Exactly, and again, our quality control features that we put into place on any home, you know, even before they were Energy Star and Energy Smart, I mean, our homes are, you know, tight to begin with, but, you know, there's this additional criteria that we have to go through to get there. But, I mean, once you, you know, get the point mastered as far as what those requirements are, it's not that complicated, and it doesn't make the expense that hard. And that's why it's easy for us to pass that along to our customers as far as making that a standard feature on a Taylor home. And it's something that the customers really get an immediate benefit from.
The other thing we want to mention is if you're out evaluating builders, one of the things you want to look for is a builder that uses an independent third party to do the evaluation. I think that's something we want to make sure we make clear, because I don't think, my understanding is that in Kentucky, you don't have to have a third party evaluator. Is that right?
As far as I know, that's the case. And we've always used a third party, inspector such as Holly and her team to come in to do the inspections, because, I mean, they are the authority behind it, and we don't have some hired gun.
Right. It's somebody within the organization that's going out there doing it. I mean, it's just a level of, you know, integrity that adds to that rating and giving it what it needs. The other thing I do want to mention for folks, if you have existing homes, because we do have folks like myself that have older homes, you can still call Holly and have them come out and do a consultation and have them come up with some suggestions on how to make your existing home efficient as well. And if you use Taylor Homes to build an addition or do something like that, that would be a good opportunity to bring somebody in to do that kind of work as well. So I want to mention one more time how to get a hold of you guys. And Holly, it's thinkgreenmidwest.com, thinkgreenmidwest, and taylorhomes.com. And you can follow those guys, go out and check them out on the web. And Taylor Homes is always doing social media stuff, so go out there and like them on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. Right. Thanks, guys, for being with us this morning.
And thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Really had a great conversation. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kristen. You too.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with Food and Finance. I hope you guys have a fabulous day.